The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at hcj.com/neogenics.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
Hey, it's funny you'll share. The Ace and TJ family presents the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ Show.
God, it's driving me nuts. That squeaking. That WD-40 is just so hard to come by these days.
Stop it.
Alexis was supposed to get WD-40 yesterday because she's got my company credit card. And that's that. That squeaking. But it's fine. It's not like we're, you know, in the audio business.
It's not
perfectly fine. Perfectly fine.
I barely noticed.
You know, I'm feeling kind of offended here. Somebody on the social medias just full on stole a thing from my story that I posted and reposted on his story and didn't give me credit for it.
What do you mean?
Like, I posted this meme and then I put under, I wish, I'm jealous that I didn't think of this because it's very profound. And then I'm looking and he had posted on his story right off of my story. And didn't say at me or anything.
Oh, that's messed up.
A bunch of bullshit.
Does he follow you?
Yeah. Oh, everybody follows me. Right? What are you talking about?
Damn. My bad.
I can't throw a rock in any city in America without hitting somebody that follows me.
I forgot. I'm so sorry.
Everybody damn follows me.
I'm the most followed person in the whole damn world. It's annoying sometimes trying to carry that burden.
Can't believe I forgot.
Mm-hmm.
Half of them Buncombe County follows me.
What?
You know about Buncombe?
Hell, you don't even want to know all the people follow me. You can't handle it. You can't handle knowing them roughnecks. They'll damn kill you as they look at you. I mean, they shoot folks and folks shoots them all the time. Everybody. Tough characters. Mm-hmm. Rough. So, Alexis was just telling us that when she was in the penitentiary.
Yeah.
I didn't hear all of it because I was trying to figure out this guy stealing my post. But you encountered someone who was donning a trash bag for a garment.
Correct.
And where was this person? This guy was in the trash bag and he was in the jail with you in the same cell?
No, they were bringing him in. Like, I was waiting to get processed, and they were bringing him in.
So you were all sitting kind of in an open area?
I was sitting. He was being walked in with, yeah.
And he was handcuffed?
No, he wasn't handcuffed.
Okay, well, why would they not have him handcuffed coming in there? But he was wearing a trash bag.
Mm-hmm. It was a homeless person.
Yeah, the trash bag is because he was naked.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. And he looked at you. And he didn't say anything?
No.
He didn't say anything to you like, hey, pretty girl, or anything like that. He just immediately started going to town on himself.
Correct. And made eye contact.
Like underneath the trash bag?
Yeah.
Or like over the top of the trash
bag? Underneath the trash bag. You know what? He might have had handcuffs underneath the trash bag.
And obviously they had cuffed him in the front.
Yeah.
Where he could reach himself. he was being admitted into General Hospital.
Oh, God.
He was being admitted to General Hospital.
Wow.
Yeah,
so did you tell him thank you? No.
I did not.
Did you look away immediately? Or
yeah.
Like, what kind of look did he have in his eyes? Like
crazy. He was a crazy person.
But like a look like he could kill you, or a look like, oh, this is the greatest thing I've ever laid my eyes on?
Like he wanted to eat me alive.
Yeah.
It was horrible. Mm.
Did they tell him to stop?
Yeah, they grabbed him and everything. It was so funny, but also gross at the same time. And I'm just sitting there like, why am I in here? Like, what have I done in my life that I am at this point?
And what has my life become?
Yeah.
I'm standing here, makeup running everywhere because I've been crying, drunk, wearing a Tom Brady jersey. and a guy is standing in front of me in a trash bag and handcuffs, engaging in lewd behavior while staring me down.
Did you pose for him or anything?
Of course not.
Yet you still drink.
Yep.
Look, I would never, ever look at alcohol again if I had experienced that.
And the worst, then I guess it's not the worst part, but then after when I got in and I'm sitting there and I'm still crying, then I had this lady come and try to make me feel better, and it turns out she was a prosy.
Oh, but I mean, they always, in movies and on TV and stuff, the prosies in the holding tank are always the ones to try to make the one feel bad that's not supposed to be in there, so to speak. Yeah.
So how did she make, just like arm around, like, hey, it's okay, stop crying.
She came and sat next to me. She's like, it's going to be okay, honey. It's going to be okay.
Was she fine?
Nope.
No.
She was kind of old.
Oh, old prosies.
Yeah.
Aren't they? All right. We just learned something, or I did at least. This guy just DM'd us and said, I used to work in a prison. There are guys who do that all over. They're called gunners.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, my brother-in-law works in a prison. He's told me about that.
The gunners.
Man. Master.
Yeah. Mm. Apparently everywhere. All the time.
What, did they say why it's called gunners?
Well, obviously, because it shoots.
Oh.
That's
not where I was hoping it was going to go.
Well, where else would it go?
I don't know.
What are you talking about?
And where were you hoping it was going to go?
I don't know. I was hoping it was something.
You were hoping it was something wholesome?
Yeah.
I'm hoping the name Gunner cleans it up some. Is it named after an old person, Mr. Gunner, who was the first guard to find someone doing that and wrap them in the head with a baton? Oh, there's a happy ending to the story.
Yeah, you're not kidding.
Mm. No, but I'm assuming that's why they're called gunners. I could be wrong, but either way,
man,
I think they tell them to stop that. Hey, stop
that.
Hey.
They spray them with water. Like
yeah, please don't do that. Please don't,
that's
sir.
Rude,
sir. Please don't do that.
But it was the great equalizer at that moment. He was no different than her. I mean, they're like on this. I mean, they are.
Yeah.
But I mean, the prison, they don't see him any different. And he probably went back to his friends. He's like, you're not going to believe I saw this chick in there sobbing, drunk.
I got arrested with Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Please. Oh.
What were you wearing the second time you got arrested?
They made me put an orange shirt on, but then for the pants, I just had whatever pants I had. I think I had sweats on.
But what were you wearing when you went to jail?
Oh, a hoodie. Because, I mean, I drove there myself.
That's right.
Turned myself in.
That's right.
Yeah.
But when you got arrested, it was when you'd been at a football party and you were wearing Tom Brady jersey.
Mm-hmm.
Did they let you keep the shirt?
No. I did not want to keep it.
Yeah.
And also, my hair in that mugshot is so oily. And it's, like, so oily that it looks slicked because I had it in a ponytail. I had worked all weekend. And they don't let you keep your hair ponytail, so I had to take it out, and my hair is just like slicked and oiled, like all the way down. It's ugly. It's the ugliest picture I've ever seen in my life.
They ought to let you redo it now. Do you want us to? Because we're, you know, we're pretty tight with the law enforcement. We're big supporters of them, and they're supporters of us. Do you want us to hook it up where you can go do a redo mugshot, like a lot of people do with their driver's license picture? Like hey. I'm sure we could get you a super cute one.
Oh, God. And those pictures are online forever and ever and ever.
Forever and ever and ever. Yeah.
Right.
So you knew you were going to get arrested. So you're making that drive over there to turn yourself in. Were you just sobbing?
No. I drove to a Harris Theater parking lot because the sheriff was calling me and telling me he needed to meet me to give me some papers. And I said, you're not giving me some papers. If you're going to arrest me, just tell me that. I'll still go meet you. And he's like... he's like, all I gotta say is I have to give you some papers. I said, can you just tell me if you're gonna arrest me? Like, just tell me that so I'm prepared for it.
Yeah.
He wouldn't tell me, so I already knew what was gonna happen.
Well, yeah, there was an arrest warrant.
Yeah.
Was he nice when you got there?
He was very nice. And he put the handcuffs on me, and those are the ones that slipped off. And I told him that before we got to the jail. I said, I don't want you to get in trouble. I said, but look, I'm like, these handcuffs came off. But he was nice.
Magic.
Yeah, man. And he... You know, radio in saying, hey, open the gate. I got Dora in the back seat.
So did you have to leave your car in the parking lot of the...
Mm-hmm. In Harris Theater. Oh, I was so angry that day too. And it was a Sunday. I had just worked all weekend and I was like, great.
But look how far you've come. Yeah. There's no arrests on the horizon right now.
Nope.
You're not wanted. You're not down by law, as they say, on the lam. You're not on any of that. So look, you've already grown so much.
Yeah, and cops are nice to me now.
Yeah.
Well, they've had a couple of chances to know you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, did you go to jail with all that moon talk and good vibes and crystals and all? Were you into all that then too?
No, if I would have been into all that, that wouldn't have happened.
No,
I think.
I don't. That's what I was going to say.
No one's going to masturbate in front of you in a trash bag if you've just been using those crystals. You would have avoided that.
This crystal necklace will keep you from having someone masturbate in front of you wearing a trash bag.
Oh, staring at
you. That one.
Hey, what's that crystal?
Oh, little young Alexis.
And how old were you?
21.
Yeah,
because the first, when I got my DUI, I was exactly a month after I turned 21.
Wow. So you were still just learning to drink, you know, if you didn't start until your birthday, which I'm sure you didn't.
Right.
What was the absolute, the one scariest moment?
During that experience?
Yeah.
When he put the handcuffs on me and I was like, oh, this is serious. Like, I'm going to jail. That was the scariest part.
The first time they cuffed you behind your hand?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I was doing the sobriety test, and when I looked at the video, because my lawyer got it, and I looked at, and it was, I was like, there's no way I'm getting out of this DUI. Like, I am clearly blasted, like, wasted. But during that time, I was still like, oh, I'm going to get away with this. Like, I'll be fine. And it wasn't until they put my hands behind my back and they put those handcuffs on. And that's when I started crying. And I was like, oh, this is like for real. I'm going to jail. Because I had never been in trouble. I got suspended from school, but it was like for a day or because I got into that fight. But I've never gone in trouble. Nothing like that had ever happened in my life.
So usually on cops, it's when they say, okay, I need you to stand up, put your hands behind your back. And they go, you're arresting me. You know, it's not when they don't wait until the handcuffs go on. It's when they first tell them to put their hands behind their back. You know,
I thought he was going to try to scare me to learn a lesson.
He scared you already. Yeah. Right. He scared your ass, didn't he?
All the way.
But I can't believe there wasn't but one prosy in there at the time.
I mean, there was probably more, but.
But you don't want to like mistakenly ask someone, so are you here for prostitution? No. You're like, no, I'm excuse drunk me. Like you.
Right.
Hey, miss any part of Share Funny? Subscribe to the podcast on all major podcast platforms. More Share Funny coming up.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/ACETJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ACETJ. BetterHelp.com/ACETJ.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin.
Share Funny has its own Facebook group. To join, search Share Funny and get more. Now more Share Funny from the Ace and TJ family.
Mm-hmm. So did everybody talk to Adam, the manager, yesterday?
Ooh, yeah.
Did everybody have a turn talking with him?
Mm-hmm. Did he go over the, he goes, I know it's going to freak you out when you and TJ see it, but it's 52 items on a list, but it's not what it seems. I was like, what?
Seems like 52.
I said, I'm going to have to get back to you on Wednesday on that one. I got a lot to do between now and Wednesday.
I had a lot of errands to run yesterday, so I'm, you know, I always get nervous, like anxious, whenever I have a phone call with somebody and I'm out running errands and stuff and I'm sitting in a parking lot.
Yeah.
I don't know why. It's just something about there's the place I need to be right now, but I'm needed right here in the truck talking on the phone. And it's an anxious feeling then, but it's really that way when I'm sitting in my driveway. It's like, it couldn't be anything going on in the house that I need to, you know, attend to. But the fact that I'm in the driveway and I'm supposed to be in the house, I can't get off the phone fast enough. Even if I have to say, all right, I'll call you back in 2 minutes. I'm not going to sit here in the truck and talk when I could be in the house talking. I don't know why. Because it's not like I'm going to call from an old-fashioned home phone.
Right.
It's kind of just like, I just want to get out of this truck. I want to be able to move around and whatever.
That has never bothered me before until now, because I park on the street.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel dumb sitting in my car on the street.
Yeah.
Like, hey, give me 2 minutes. Or I'll just say, hey, keep talking. I'm going to walk into the house. And I'll go upstairs and go to the office right away.
Yeah.
But I don't even know, and that's my point. I don't even know what he was saying because I couldn't concentrate on it because I was too distracted by needing to be in the store that I was sitting out in front of.
You didn't get any of the 52 items.
No,
you missed them all.
I think we're going to hold off on those until later in the week. Just familiarize yourself with the 52 before we get to them. Okay.
Yeah. And the first thing he said was, because, you know, even though he does live in the South now, he's still very, very Yankee a lot with his stuff. And he said, I just talked to the missus, which is, you know, what Yankee people call somebody's wife or their wife, the missus. And so he was talking about Jody. And then my first thing was, well, then why are we talking? What do we have to talk about? You just talked to her. But he did, and he had other stuff that's none of her damn business that he was talking to me about. I just don't know what it was.
Because you're too stressed.
I was like, I got to be in Kohl's. I'm supposed to go to Kohl's. I went to the dump. It's across the street. I did that. Now I got to go to Kohl's. It's supposed to be in there. But I'm out here. When are you going to be through so I can be in there?
Got to go to Kohl's.
Mm. Like, what are you doing at Kohl's? I don't know. I just know that's where I'm supposed to be.
Hurry up.
Post go to Kohl's. And then everybody had the question this morning for me. Do I wear underwear when I go try on pants when I'm buying them?
It's a fair question.
Yeah.
Fair question.
Honestly. Because I don't normally wear underwear daily. You know, my regular being me.
Yeah.
But I don't try on pants.
You don't?
No. I usually order pants from one of those fancy online places.
Yeah.
Where you order them and they send them to your house.
Yeah.
And then if they don't fit, you send them back.
Yeah. Do you remember what Alexa said when you told her when you try on pants, you don't wear underwear? Because she put it really poetically. Do you remember?
I do kind of, but I don't want to mess it up. So what exactly did she say?
She said, So your balls be touching the inside of those jeans?
With somebody else's balls were.
That means basically.
Y'all's balls touch. Ew.
That's pretty weird.
Yep.
Touching balls.
And someone that you don't even know. Gross.
Oh, if it was somebody I knew, that would be better. If I can go touch balls with a guy.
Like, at least we knew each other.
Exactly.
Hey, you remember meeting me at that party that night? You know, we had a mutual friend. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Cool. Ron, right? All right. Hey, you want to touch balls?
Touch balls.
Pull them out.
You and Ace have known each other this long and y'all ain't touched balls?
Shockingly, yeah. No. We have not.
Not while he's been awake. You were unconscious.
Yucky.
Mm-hmm. But no, I don't fool with that.
Good answer.
Mm-hmm.
Good answer.
But yeah, I needed to be in there. So Adam could have been telling me, you know, he's been kidnapped and that I'm the only one now that has the code that the kidnappers need to free him. And he would just be out of luck.
Yeah. Well, he told the missus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If he was relying on you to know a code, he would be in trouble in any situation.
But if I'm going to be a kidnapper and torture somebody and really, you know, torment them, and it's Adam, I would say TJ is the only one that gets the code that can save your life. I mean, let's make a game out of it here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Bad idea.
He'd be like, oh my God, I'm done for. I'm done for. But it's Hanukkah, so we'll give Adam a break. Yeah. This is day three, right?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. How many breaks? I mean,
yeah, I mean, the Jewish holidays are just, they got way more than we do.
Yeah.
Eight crazy nights.
I wished him a happy Hanukkah over text. I never heard back from him. I figured they, like, not allowed to have phones or something, but now that I heard he called you both.
Son of a bitch.
But yeah, the adults aren't as into Hanukkah stuff. Like, adults are into Christmas, you know, the Christians.
Yeah.
Adults, Jewish adults aren't as into Hanukkah.
I didn't know that.
Mm-mm. It's more for the kids, you know. They get those dreidels and things.
Dreidel, 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 I made you out of clay.
And a ball in a cup. Not a Jewish toy. No, that's a Mexican toy.
That one?
The ball in the cup, yeah. The string and the...
Love that toy.
The worst toy.
I love it. I have so many of them. Like, really? It's from different. It says El Salvador, Guatemala.
Oh, really?
You stole them from each one of the places?
Yeah.
It's the snow globe of South America.
Are you good at it?
I used to be. I haven't done it in a while. I should, like, try and see how good I am.
Yeah, so. Bring one in here. Let's have a ball in a cup tournament.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, I got to find them. But yeah, I mean, they used to be like, that's a trinket that you just bring somebody all the time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love them.
That and a slingshot. Yeah. Like a wooden slingshot. Yeah, I used to have tons of them.
Mm-hmm. You know, for food.
Yep.
You know, for hunting, gathering.
Gotta get a pigeon for dinner.
So you brought one of those back from El Salvador?
Yeah, and then also, like, any relatives or friends from church that would go, they would always bring one as a souvenir.
Yeah. It, but you haven't been to Guatemala, right?
No.
My dog walker is from El Salvador, or my old dog walker was from El Salvador, and she came back from a trip there one time, and she was like, look at my sweater. I was like, oh, it's nice. And she goes, it's made of bugs. I was like, what? Well, get away from me. What the hell are you talking about? It's made of bugs.
What?
And she tried to explain to me, like, I don't know, they got the dye or something out of these bugs. But she just goes, look at my sweater. It's made of bugs.
She should have brought you a bug sweater.
No, thanks. My fat ass be sweating in the bug sweater.
So have you talked to her lately?
Yeah, I talked to her pretty regularly.
Because, I mean, y'all were really good friends, and you had a crush on her and all that, and she deserted you.
Yeah, she did. I was pissed about it, too. I let her know.
Yeah. And do you tell her whenever you have a nightmare episode with a new dog walker, you, like, drunk call her and go, it's your fault. You're leaving me.
I think about it, but it is her fault.
Is she still pretty?
Yeah. Really cute. She's always been real cute.
So do you see that on her social medias, or do you ask her for pictures to know?
No. I mean, no, she sends pictures.
Okay, you don't have to ask. She just knows what you like.
Yeah, basically. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, she was like, she's naturally, beautiful. She's a beautiful girl.
And she's still into working out and everything and judging people?
Yeah, she teaches classes and things like that, bar class.
Mm-hmm.
Bar instructor.
And is in Ohio?
Washington, D.C.
Oh, I thought she was going to Ohio.
Mm-hmm. She's got relatives, I think, that live in Cincinnati. So she went out there one time with the dog. He wasn't a fan.
She took your dog? That's right. I remember that,
yeah. We were in Disney, and she took him to Cincinnati. Okay.
Yeah, I don't blame him. I wouldn't be a fan of that either.
Yeah. He's like, I'd rather have gone to Disney.
I'd rather have gone to Guatemala.
I mean, Cincinnati's great, but I'd rather have been in the happiest place in the world.
This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years, but then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do, and that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family.
Let's go!
When did you hear that, Riggins?
This weekend.
Kate from Kate Plus 8 lives close to here, yeah. where we are.
Yes. She just got her nursing license in North Carolina. And I was like, what? You're kidding. Because they lived up in Pennsylvania. But then another site said,
I think it was Hershey.
Yeah, Hershey. Yeah. She bought a house four of her kids now. Because the two oldest, the twins,
yeah, they grown
in college, mm-hmm. and then two of the other sextuplets, whatever those are called, live with the dad. So she's got four remaining kids here.
Yeah, the son revealed the price of the house.
Well, how does he know
where it's located?
Which son?
And Troutman, North Carolina, lakefront home in Troutman, North Carolina.
I mean, that's close to where I live.
Yeah, I always thought she got a bad rap.
Really?
Yes, absolutely. Because you can't possibly know what it's like having six babies and then two kids. That had, you know, she got heat for being too critical. I would have been a tyrant if I had eight kids. I would have been a tyrant.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to hold it all together, make money for her family.
Yeah.
And people are just still so vicious to her.
That's just the way people are in general. Though.
Did you ever watch the show?
Yeah.
Okay.
I know. Yeah.
I never really watched the show.
I could see she would have been a little maybe demeaning to her husband.
Mm-hmm.
But I think in that environment, it's so stressful, having those six little kids and then two slightly older kids has to be an unbelievably stressful situation. So I want to cut her some slack.
Right, but you wouldn't want to be around her.
I don't know. I don't know. She's hot. She got hot.
Yeah,
she's hot. But I mean, people are just.
But she
vicious.
Is the model for what has become known as Karen.
The haircut and everything. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I've seen a lot of bitchy moments of her.
I'm sure.
Whether it had anything to do with her having the kids or not.
I remember her going on The View. And they just ripped into her. And I'm like, who are these ladies to lay into Kate Gossett? Like, what the hell do you know?
Yeah, they're a bunch of lunatics.
Butt hats.
Mm-hmm.
Like, criticize her, but I'm not going to take that from you. No offense. You know. But yeah,
Joy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, get out of here, Joy.
Yeah.
Kate Plus 8 could whip your ass.
That would have been funny. She's like, listen, you want to fight? You want to do it right here on ABC? Let's do it.
Yeah, I'm going to do it right there on The View with three women watching.
Exactly.
But he was able to deal with the stress of all of those kids and working and all of that without being mean. I think that was the biggest thing with that show, is that they contrasted how he was able to still be nice, even though, you know, he was kind of a loser. He portrayed as, people saw him as a loser in a lot of instances, and they even, especially after the show was over and all, but he still remained nice.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what they held against her, is that she never remained nice. Or was she ever nice? I don't remember her ever being what you would call sweet on the show.
No, she was never portrayed as a
sweet. But I always chalked that up to her just being a Yankee.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe. You know, that's the way they are. They talk to each other that way.
Nasty.
Mm-hmm. What, Ace?
Did he cheat on her on the show, or they just broke up and then...
I don't know.
His dating life kind of became public after that, right?
Okay. Yeah,
he started became a DJ. A
woman. He was a restaurant server and then a bartender, and now he's a DJ, and he's done a couple of odd jobs. But now he's got custody of two of the sextuplets.
Yeah, I just don't remember the details of their breakup.
That was a big deal when they broke up, because they were, you know, that show was a hit.
Yeah,
it was huge. Then as soon as it got to its height, they were like, we're splitting up. And you're like, what?
Mm. And
with all those kids, how do you do that?
Didn't she end up dating one of the security guys or something?
That was one of the stories, that she was dating her security guard or security personnel, and she always denied it and things like that. Then they did Kate Dates or Kate Plus My Eight or something, and it was like a dating show for her. It didn't really do anything. It was just it was a fascinating look inside a family. It's got all these babies, and also, you know, dealing with it in real time, and they explode. And, you know, I don't think it was anything unordinary.
You must have had a crush on her.
She's hot.
Yeah, because she's one of those that would have put you down and put you in your place.
A little aggressive. Grab
okay, now it makes sense. I was wondering why he gives nobody else a break.
Yeah.
Like, he cuts no one else slack.
Ever.
I get it now.
You don't think?
Mm-mm.
No.
Yeah, I like it. I'm attracted to her. What can I say?
Oh, she was hot.
She is hot.
Well, why don't you, if she's single?
Yeah.
Well,
would you date her?
Go to Troutman, North Carolina. It's 10 minutes from here.
What is she?
She's 15 minutes.
She's in her 40s. She has 6 kids at home.
Four
kids at home.
Yeah, and they're 17, so.
And she probably doesn't have that rejuvenation.
That thing is.
Lexus.
Come on.
I didn't say anything.
That thing is.
You know.
Our sweet little flower over there. Yeah.
You know that thing is. I'm talking. You know that thing.
You know.
What is that thing?
Yeah, that thing.
What did she say this morning that sounded just like she was coming out of out of Compton itself? She was still in Compton.
She said, I give it to God.
Yeah, what if they give it to God?
What if they turn their life around and give it to God?
Turn their life around and give it to God. They give what to God? You know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
You know, I'm saying they give it to God.
You know what they
you're very judgmental over there. What if they turn their life around and give it to God? Mm-hmm.
I can tell you haven't given it to God.
She's talking about truth.
Truth. Facts.
Uh-huh.
Big facts.
You know that thing is. You know,
it falls in with things like that. You go, oh, no. You give it to God.
You know that thing.
I've got layers.
Just like that thing. That thing Kate got. Ugh, you know that thing. Oh my God, how cool would that be, Ace, if Regan started dating Kate Plus 8?
It would be incredible.
Because it ain't nothing but Kate Plus 4 now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can handle that.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Because those kids are, you know, they're not in a stage where she can't leave them alone and all to go on a date.
She could go hang out. She could go hang out in Uptown for the weekend.
Mm-hmm. I would love that. Mm-hmm. For real.
Yeah.
I need that.
She'd be scolding your ass off.
Yeah, I need somebody to take care of me. Like, yeah.
No, she wouldn't take care of me. She was scolding. She'd say, why are you not taking care of me?
Yeah, why have you not folded those clothes?
She'd be shaking that ice in an empty glass going, hello, refresher. I need refreshed. You'd be like, okay.
Yeah, maybe.
Mm-hmm. You'd be like, and get rid of this damn dog. On my nerves. Lock him in the bathroom.
Oh, she's got dogs, too.
Yeah, but they're not no. Yours is not hers.
Yeah.
It wouldn't work. She don't want any step dogs.
Yeah.
I mean, she doesn't eat chips and dip in the morning. It'd be all good.
Yeah.
He said that because Riggin's ex-girlfriend used to get on his nerves eating chips and dips in the morning.
It's very annoying.
Mm-hmm. But she get up, she got that short haircut, she'd be ready to go.
She has long hair now.
She does?
Is it
extensions, hot.
She's too old for that.
You think?
Let's see, she's 46.
No, I was just joking.
Long, blonde.
And what age are you too old for extensions, TJ?
I don't think there is an age. I was just joking. I was trying to be catty because I know Alexis was thinking it.
You know what I think.
Is there an age limit for extensions?
Yeah, there is.
What is it?
What is it?
I'm not going to say.
But they know.
What is
the age limit for extensions?
I'm not getting in that territory, but I feel like.
Is it over under 40?
Over.
Oh, so over 40, yeah. You can still have extensions.
Over 40, you should think about it. Not having extensions.
I'm not saying that you shouldn't. I'm just saying you should really, really think about not having it anymore.
The Share Funny Podcast is a production of the Ace and TJ family. To get more Ace and TJ 24/7, download the Ace and TJ app. Just search for Ace and TJ in your app store. All Share Funny material, copyright ATJ Incorporated.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years, but then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do, and that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/ACETJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ACETJ. BetterHelp.com/ACETJ.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
Let's go. The Ace and TJ family presents Unfiltered, Uncensored, and Uninterrupted. Well, almost.
Right here.
Let's go. This is Share Funny. From the Ace and TJ Show Plus.
Sponsored by Paul Davis Restoration. Paul Davis Restoration. Paul, love it. Paul, love it. So if, let's just say, for example, your uncle was at Thanksgiving dinner at your house and he fell asleep with a lit cigarette in his mouth and caught the carpet on fire. Everybody had to evacuate, but nobody got hurt, and there was not a whole lot of, like, a full destruction of the property. But there's a lot of smoke damage and things like that. That's why you would call Paul Davis Restoration. They'll come in and clean that kind of stuff. Or if you've had flood, or let's say the turkey exploded all over the kitchen, and it's in the walls, and grease, and all that stuff. And then along with that, somebody had tripped and busted their head open and it got blood spatter all over the living room.
Ooh.
They could clean that.
Goodness.
I mean, I'm talking about serious things.
Serious
that things. Paul Davis handles.
What a day.
I know. Yeah. You slip in the grease, boom, bust your head, blood spatter. And then the knifing that took place as well. I mean, it's wild family celebrations that end up with big-time cleanup jobs that Paul Davis Restoration needs to take care of. So go to acetj.com/Paul Davis to acquire their services, acetj.com/Paul Davis. You know, Paul loved it.
It's turkey in the walls.
Yeah.
In the walls.
Just like all in them.
Exploded. Like,
you know, grease everywhere. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Not a drop to drink.
Yeah.
Grease everywhere. Not a drop to drink. Rhyme of the Ancient Turkey Fryer. That's what that is. Mm-hmm. It's actually a takeoff, Alexis, of something called Rhyme of the Ancient Mariner. It's a literature.
Mm.
It's turkey everywhere. But actually, it's actually water everywhere, not a drop to drink. You know what that means?
That there's no water.
No, there's water. There's water everywhere, but not a drop to drink. He's in the ocean.
Oh,
you can't drink the salt water. That's right.
It's too salty.
Right.
That's also where you've heard the saying, it's an albatross around my neck.
Mm-hmm.
That's from the Rhyme of the Ancient Mariner as well.
How old is this book?
About 2008, Riggins was published.
Yeah. Okay.
It was around the time of those vampire movies with Taylor Houghton or whatever his name is, Loughton. What was his name?
Lautner.
Yeah. It was about the same time. They all came out together. Yeah.
Right.
You were busy watching vampires make out.
I was.
We're reading.
But she said this like, that's got to be something old that I would not know about.
Oh my, is that like a book written in the
1800s? 1798.
Yeah, we didn't learn about that in Compton.
That wasn't on my summer reading list.
I must have missed that day.
What was it she said earlier that she just automatically slipped into full-on... something about Selena, where she slipped into full-fledged Rosie Perez.
We were talking about best movie soundtracks of all time. Yeah. She goes, "It's Selena for me."
Selena for me.
Selena for me.
It's Selena for me. And for you. And for everybody. Holmes.
For everybody.
When you come down, I'm going to kick your ass, Holmes.
Yeah.
Know that, fool.
I
love when Hispanic people call each other fool.
Yeah, my cousin.
I was watching an episode of the Cops Reloaded. I guess it's about 3 months ago, and it was a Hispanic woman and a younger woman and her cousin. And the cousin had gotten over there and gotten drunk. She came to the apartment because she was drunk. They were all off somewhere together. And then this one wandered off and got into an apartment that she didn't even live in anymore. The cousin had kicked her out. And they were arguing back and forth in front of the cop and in front of the TV cameras. And every sentence ended with fool.
Fool?
You don't even live here no more, fool. Yes, I do, fool. I paid you rent, fool. No, you didn't, fool. Like, they're playing fool ping pong. It's just back and forth.
I didn't fool.
It's everybody in LA.
Yeah.
South Central. Hey,
shut up, fool.
You tripping, fool.
You said your cousin calls everybody fool?
Everybody. All the time. You'll even text me that. He'll be like, "What's up, fool?"
Well, then maybe I should have let you pretend like it was your observation so I didn't seem so racist. White guy can't make that observation, fool.
My other favorite cops one is when the guy gets arrested and he keeps calling the officer Poppy.
Oh, yeah.
And the guy goes, "I'm not your Poppy. Stop calling me Poppy." "Okay, Poppy. I'm sorry, Poppy." "What did I just say? I just said stop calling me Poppy."
Right. And the cop's Hispanic, too.
Yeah, right. "I'm sorry, Poppy." Like, "Stop calling me Poppy. I'm not your Poppy."
And I've heard them, though, when they won't stop calling the cop bruh, when he says, "I'm not your bruh."
Yeah.
"Stop calling me bruh." It's the same thing. "All right, bro. I'm sorry, bro."
Sorry, bro.
But I don't understand a lot of times the use of the term poppy in slang. Like, why would you call a cop daddy?
Is that what?
But in like usually Dominican, Cubans, like kind of the islanders, they use poppy all the time. It's just like a hey poppy. Mm-hmm. I mean, even the guys do it. So I don't know. It's just like a culture thing.
But it means daddy, right?
It does mean daddy, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like full. Like it's just you yeah. just start injecting it like,
in everything.
So I have this friend. Well, I consider us to be close. Her name's Sophia. And she has a son named Manny. And she's from Colombia. And she calls him Poppy all the time.
What's she look like?
Oh, she's beautiful. You're probably one of the most beautiful women anyone has ever laid eyes on.
Oh, really?
I mean, just stunning. Absolutely beautiful.
Oh, you know her too, Ace?
I do know her.
Right.
Met her yeah. through TJ a couple times.
Get out.
Yeah. So is that normal to call your son daddy?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But not in Mexican slang or Salvadorian slang or Guatemalan or whatever. It's only island slang.
No, sometimes for their kid, it could be like a pet name too sometimes.
Yeah.
And I've heard a few different people use it for their kids, but it's not as common.
Mm-hmm. Like when Ace calls his son boss.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he's not really the patron.
Exactly.
That is the damn truth.
Like, you know, they call him boss man, you know, like an old prison movie, like Luke Hand. No, like, what's his name? Slow Hand Luke. What is it?
Cool Hand
Luke.
Shay Lee, boss man. Shay Lee.
Yeah, boss man. Boss man. That's cool.
Boss man.
Yeah, when cool. they had to go to the bathroom on the chain gang, they had to shake the leaf to let them know they were still there.
Oh.
So they would know they weren't trying to run off somewhere. Yeah.
Well, you know.
Of course, I know all about
that's
it.
Right,
yeah. You know about
tell you about that.
You know about penitentiary stuff. You got to go to penitentiary.
You know about penitentiary.
Have you ever, has anybody ever, not just Alexis, but I want to put that to the whole room. Has anybody ever visited someone in the jail?
I've never visited anybody in jail.
No, but somebody visited you, didn't they?
Didn't somebody? Came to pick me up.
Yeah.
Did they come to your cell and go, you got a visitor?
No, because I wasn't in the cell. Yeah,
and your little ass was dragging a tin cup across the bars.
Dead man walking.
I think I woke up, but I'm sleep. Dead man walking.
Talking to the guards. Hey, yeah. What you doing over there? What you got in that bag? Give me a little snack.
Did you use that turlet in the cell?
No.
You didn't?
With
all the other
cell.
Girls looking at you?
No. Were you in like a holding cell or what?
Just yeah, it was like a waiting room kind of. Like you're there with other people. There's no bars or anything like that, though.
Could you leave, though? Could you walk out of that room?
No, not by choice.
Not without a guard putting a key into a hole and opening the door.
You couldn't step out into the hallway and just say, hey, I'm getting some water.
No.
No.
Mm-mm.
And how long were you in there locked up?
Well, it was two times, but the first time was overnight, so it was probably like 7 hours.
Ooh. And where did you sleep? They had cots in there?
No.
No, where did you sleep?
I just sat down.
Oh, one of those benches that goes around the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
and I sat on
that.
The floor for a second, too.
Did you stay awake?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was definitely not going to sleep there.
How many people were in there with you?
Probably like good 20, 25. And it was separated, like guys on one side and women on the other.
But separated by what?
Not, like just in the room. Just there on the other side.
Oh, but they could cross. I mean, it wasn't like a piece of glass in between you.
Mm-mm.
It was a co-ed cell.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And any of the guys didn't try to hit on you or anything?
No.
They didn't?
No, I was crying my eyes out. No one wanted to talk to me.
That's sad. You got arrested and you had to feel undesirable at the same time.
I know.
Wow.
And the people were mean there. Like the people that work there.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I'm going to throw up. They're like, throw up. Okay.
Bet.
Go ahead.
We don't care.
What you want me to do?
We'll throw up then.
Yeah. Girl,
you ain't the first.
Go ahead.
That must have felt like forever. 7 hours.
It was the worst. It was the absolute worst. Now, the good part about it, not like there's a good part, but I was still drunk, so I was drunk the entire time. The second time, there was mess up with the court, so I wasn't supposed to be there, and I was sober, and that was worse, because it was during the day, and it was a Sunday, and I was there for like 5 hours.
Yeah.
And then all to find out that they had the incorrect information, but they didn't care.
Yeah. I already beat this case, fool.
Right.
Yeah.
I bet you weren't the only person saying that you weren't supposed to be there.
I know.
They say that. Yeah, they say that on cops all the time.
Yeah.
Uh-uh. I still got a warrant? For what? No, I took care of that. Oh. Well, they say that you didn't. They don't have a record of it, so you're going to need to straighten it out with the judge. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Come on, fool. Let me out, fool.
I'm not supposed to be in here, fool. I'm listening to Selena.
Right. There was a TikTok the other day of a, I don't know what it would be, a bail bondsman, I guess essentially a bounty hunter, who tracked down a guy that had jumped bail. And they're standing outside this big, looking like an industrial complex. And the guy's telling him, when it starts, the guy goes, "No, sir, you are not going back to work." He said, "I'm not going to lose this job. I'm going to go back in there and go back to work. And at the end of the day, we'll take care of this." The guy's like, "That's not how it goes down, my friend." He goes, "If you turn your back on me, I am going to tase you." The guy's like, "Well, I'm going back to work." He goes, "Sir, when you turn your back, I'm warning you now, I will tase you. You will go with me today, right now." The guy's like, "No, I'm not. I'll wait and go this afternoon." And sure enough, that guy turned his back and he tased the shit out of him.
Don't tase me, bro.
Like, "Hey, man, I'm here because you didn't do what you already said you were going to do. So there's no way we're going to make any kind of a deal."
Fool.
And I felt bad for the guy to some extent. He's like, "Look, I can't lose this job." Yeah. Well, all right, man, you should have thought of that when you jumped bail.
Yeah.
Sorry, bud.
Well, then you're going to lose your bowels when I zap you.
Yeah.
So what's it going to be? You're going to lose the job or you're going to lose your bowels in the parking lot?
Either time you were incarcerated for those few hours, was there any type of scuffle?
No.
Because, you know, TJ and I were incarerated for a little bit.
For fun.
Yeah. Well, not for fun. We didn't know it was fun. But I thought a guy was going to beat me up for my shoelaces.
Yeah, high sheriff played a prank on us in Limestone County, Alabama.
They arrested y'all?
Yeah. Mm,
yeah.
And you didn't know what was going on?
It was supposed to be an April Fool's prank, and we went and got the sheriff in on it, and we said we're going to call and report our air guitar being stolen, which is a joke, and then the April Fool's joke on the radio will be that you come and arrest us for filing a false police report. Well, they came, the sheriff turned it on us, and he, you know, got the deputies and all together and said, "We're really going to arrest them, tell them I'm out of town, I don't know anything about it, and that, you know, we're not playing around up here," and that sort of thing.
Did y'all believe it?
Yeah, for a while, yeah. Because they put us in there with real prisoners. They had some... They had some prisoners that were, you know, in the good behavior list, and they put them in the cell with us. Yeah, and they were bad. They were like playing the part. They were really good.
They handcuffed us to take us out. We were kind of like, "Oh, it's okay, y'all gonna make this real." You put us in cuffs and everything. Then we got in the car and we're riding over there. I remember saying, "You know, all right, so where are we going? Because we do realize this is a joke. The sheriff's in on it." The guy's like, "Well, the sheriff's in Mobile. All we know is we got," and we're like, "I'm sorry, what?
And then when we got to the jail and they were processing us or whatever, then the guy that came in was obviously second in charge to the high sheriff, and he was pissed acting. He was like, "You think this is funny? You think we don't have anything better to do than to deal with stupid on the radio?"
Stupid on the radio.
Yeah.
Were you guys, what were you thinking that whole time?
In the back of my mind, I was thinking, surely this is a joke. But then there were other times when I thought, all right, well, if this is a joke, then it's getting a little too, they need to call it off.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Put on the orange jumpsuits. We were processed.
Get out.
Yeah.
Did you take mugshots?
Yes.
Yeah. Where are these mugshots?
I don't know.
Mine is in a box at home. It's like a Polaroid.
You know, they even went as far as to have prison sex with us while we were there.
Oh, my God. Get out of here.
Just to sell it. I mean, they said, "We got to sell this, so bend them over."
Whatever, fool.
Share funny from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards, all on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
All guests of the Ace and TJ Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx, Neogenix.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple Team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, etc. Best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ. From the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. LNCurrents.com.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.